You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Parents of girls with OnlyFans, how did you find out what they do and what was your reaction? During a family gathering, my sister, after having a few too many drinks, casually mentioned that she was hustling hard and making money on OnlyFans. This came up after my dad had been pressing her about not having a job, despite graduating over a year ago with a business degree from an Ivy League school, tuition he fully paid for. She was proudly talking about making $1,500 a month with minimal effort, not realizing that it's basically less than minimum wage. Given her reckless spending habits, I'm certain she hasn't saved any of it. My dad was deeply disappointed, not because of what she was doing online, but because he felt like he'd failed as a parent to raise someone who values hard work and responsibility. He told her he was embarrassed and ashamed, not about the nature of her work, but because she seemed so lazy and entitled. The frustrating part is that my sister is genuinely intelligent and always excelled academically, so she's more than capable of achieving great things. Unfortunately, the friends she surrounded herself with in university seem to have had a bad influence on her. They're some of the most undeservedly entitled people I've ever encountered. I remember visiting her once, and her friend/roommate came home from a date, ranting about how the guy wouldn't buy her a bottle of Cristal champagne on their first date, calling him cheap. It's honestly mind-boggling. Story 2. Not the parent but the kid here. I make audio corn. It's roleplay where I talk to the listener as if I'm there, instructing them what to do to themselves or me. I started by sending audios to people I was dating, and they loved it so much I began selling them. Audio is so much fun because the overhead cost is basically zero. You can do any fantasy or scenario paid for by imagination. Anyways, my mom was incredibly persistent with questions about what I do because she knew I had all this money, but from her view, I never did anything. She was very upset that I had all this free time that I wasn't spending with her. I had my own place, and she was certain a man was somehow bankrolling me because I couldn't possibly take care of myself. I guess in truth, many clients are bankrolling me. I tried to deflect the questions, but one day she cornered me and would not let it go. I finally told her, "I sell audio corn. I spend my days writing and recording and editing scripts. That's where my money comes from and that's where my time goes. Everything about me and my life has been predictably opposite of what she raised me to be. And every time she finds out something new about me that she doesn't like, her response is the same. She pretends we never had the conversation and will frequently bring up the alternative fantasy timeline that she lives in. When she sees my pagan jewelry, she will say, 'I'm so glad you're a good Christian girl.' When she met my girlfriend, she said, 'You're going to find a good Christian man someday.' When I told her about my audio corn, she said, 'I'm so glad you don't have to work anymore, and you can spend your time relaxing and doing hobbies.' My friends all know, and it doesn't come up outside of regular work talk/venting. Some of them have guest starred in audios out of curiosity. A few have wanted help getting started doing their own, but changed their mind when they saw how much work goes into it. Very few people have seen my account or stage name. My parents have never heard my audios. I work hard to stay anonymous because early on I wasn't careful and had some dangerous encounters with fans who found me. Story 3. I used to have a Fansly account, but I don't anymore. It was pretty mild, just lingerie pics. These days I make feet content. When my mom found out, she joked. Since you already have a foot in the game, pun intended, you might as well go all the way and make less mild content. My dad, on the other hand, said, I should get 10% since my balls contributed to you, followed by, I do need a new fishing pole, in case you wanted to buy me one. My parents are definitely built different. Story 4. I once worked with a woman who shared her OnlyFans earnings with me. She made $72,000 in just 9 months. I saw her profile myself, so I know it was legit. She didn't live in a major city and was average looking, definitely not unattractive, but not a supermodel either, with no standout features like a defined chin. What made her stand out was her cool personality. Her page mainly featured professional photos, but she mentioned taking custom requests. I never asked for details, so I don't know what those involved or how far she went with them. She ended up quitting OnlyFans though, because of tax issues. When tax season came around, she owed over $4,000 and couldn't afford to pay it. She had to take a regular job to cover her debt, and she was really frustrated, saying she'd never go back to OnlyFans. I couldn't help but think, why didn't you just set aside money for taxes as you earned? But it wasn't my place to judge. What stood out to me was how her success contrasted with stories from other women. I've heard much more conventionally attractive women complain they made very little on OnlyFans, but their personalities weren't great. Maybe she was willing to fulfill custom requests that others wouldn't? I can't say for sure, but whatever she was doing, it clearly worked for her financially, at least for a time. This was a few years ago, during the early pandemic, so the dynamics might be different now. Story 5. I'm not a parent, and I don't have an OnlyFans account anymore, but my dad found out about it in a pretty awkward way. I was showing him something on my phone, and he started swiping through my photos on his own. Lesson learned for both of us. Now, I always hold onto my phone when showing him anything, and he doesn't touch it. I've also gotten into the habit of organizing all my photos into specific albums so people only see exactly what I want them to see. He wasn't thrilled when he found out, but it didn't affect our relationship at all. We mostly just avoid talking about it now. Story 6. My daughter accidentally sent the wrong video to our group chat. While I'm a bit disappointed, I'll admit I initially thought it was something far worse, like selling drugs, because she always seemed to have money despite not having a job. I just hope it doesn't have any lasting impact on her future career opportunities. On the bright side, at least she's earning her own money now and isn't relying on me financially anymore. Story 7. I did cam modeling in my early 20s, about 10 years ago. Even though I took precautions to block people from my area, once word got out, some managed to bypass those restrictions. One night, a video from a live session was leaked onto Facebook. It showed me in lingerie, mostly talking inappropriately. This was back before Facebook had stricter privacy controls. The post attracted several nasty comments, including things like, "Wow, her dad must be proud." Eventually, someone even tagged my dad. His response? Legendary. He wrote, "She's 23, she served our country, she has a career outside of this extra work she does online, and she's a good person. My daughter is wholly independent and confident, just the way I raised her to be. And let's face it, some of you do much worse for free." Daddy-o shut everyone down completely. My dad has always been my biggest supporter. Edit for clarification. The video was leaked to Facebook, recorded from a live cam site. Story 8. I know three people who create content for OnlyFans, and their stories are pretty different. The first is a very attractive Muslim woman I used to date. After we ended things, she started posting modest pictures on her page, avoiding showing her face. However, people began requesting more revealing content and to see her face, so she started doing special posts that brought in significantly more income. Over time, her content became more explicit. She kept all of this hidden from her family, who are very strict in their beliefs. Unfortunately, one day, her mother walked into her room and saw her laptop open with her OnlyFans earnings on the screen. Her mom asked about it, and when she explained, her mom told her dad. By the next day, she was asked to leave their home. She hasn't spoken to her family in over 3 years, but she's now in a good place and doing very well financially. The second is a woman who creates OnlyFans content with a focus on same-sexual themes. She occasionally shares snippets on Snapchat for feedback. After buying her parents a new car to replace their old one, she decided to tell them about her work. Her dad doesn't acknowledge it at all, while her mom is somewhat supportive, as long as she stays safe. The last is my cousin. During Christmas in 2019, we were having fun editing photos, making people look bald, overly smooth, like babies or elderly. At one point, She accidentally backed out to her phone's gallery overview, revealing some private photos. There were explicit shots, and I noticed the OnlyFans app on her home screen. She didn't say anything, just went quiet and eventually excused herself to get a drink. I followed her to the kitchen to reassure her. I told her it didn't bother me and that nearly everyone has shared personal photos at some point. I even admitted I've done the same. When I asked if her family knew, she said they didn't, though she had a close call when her sister almost walked in on her recording a video. She was mortified that I had seen the photos, but I kept things lighthearted and asked how much she was making. After just 6 months, she was already earning £2,000 a month. No one else in the family knows about her work, and I helped her set up her phone so private photos would be hidden by default. Story 9. My now 24-year-old daughter made the decision at 18 to get married and work as a dancer. She was very upfront about it, saying she enjoyed the money and attention. We live in a small city in Ohio, where word spreads quickly, especially about things like this. There was no way to keep it private. We later discovered she was involved with OnlyFans and other services, largely because she has teenage brothers, and the parents of their friends frequent those platforms and eventually found out. Her brothers have been deeply embarrassed by the situation, and it's been hard for our family to cope. While I try to love and support her, it's from a distance. The social fallout has been extremely difficult knowing that so many people in our community, including my husband's uncle, who didn't realize it was her at the time, have seen or interacted with her content. It's been hard.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Breaking and has made it hard for me to view men in a positive light given what we've experienced. I've gone through so many emotions, crying, blaming myself, trying to steer her toward college, getting angry, and now I've reached a point where I've just emotionally checked out. She's chosen this path for what she sees as an easier lifestyle, and I've come to accept that I can't change her decisions. Story 10. When I first started selling content on OnlyFans, my parents were disappointed. They didn't understand why I would choose that path and worried about my future. They thought I was being short-sighted and not considering the long-term consequences. Over time, as I transitioned into selling electronics like LED lamps, refrigerators, and washing machines at my own store, their perspective shifted. They saw how hard I worked to build my business and became financially independent. While they might not fully agree with everything I've done, they've come to accept and even support my career now. It's a reminder that sometimes what seems like a risky choice can lead to something stable and rewarding in the end. Story 11. I have a neighbor, the kind you can see from your porch, whose daughter started working at CB and MFC when she was 18. She's now 21, and I often hear them fighting and yelling at each other. She's very popular, has great shows, and makes a lot of money, but something always seemed a little off with her. I think she might have some undiagnosed issues. Her Twitter is a wild ride. She'd tweet things about parents complaining that she was too loud the night before, and it became clear she was struggling with alcoholism and depression. She's often sounded unhinged, and she'd quit multiple times, only to come back under a different name. Now, she's strictly on OnlyFans. Sometimes I see her getting out of a car with one of her parents driving, right in the middle of the road, visibly upset and crying, before walking back home. It's clear that her household is tense. Her parents don't greet anyone anymore, and they keep to themselves. They look older than their years. From the outside, it just looks like a regular suburban house. But if you pay attention, it's obvious things are far from normal. It's a mess, and honestly, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Anyone who tells you it's all fine or that they have it under control is lying to both themselves and you. It's a hard life, not some glamorous dream. Story 12. I work as a cam girl and decided to tell both my parents when I started actively doing it again. I figured it was better to be upfront rather than risk someone else trying to expose me to them. My mom's reaction was pretty casual. She joked, "Should I go grab some pearls to clutch?" While I know it bothers her sometimes, I've helped normalize it by sharing the funny side of things, like how ridiculous writing suggestive content can be. Seriously, it's some of the dumbest stuff ever. We also talk a lot about the photography and creative side of it. Since she's a professional artist, she's even helping design a logo for me. My dad, on the other hand, pretty much acts like the conversation never happened. He doesn't really care, but it makes him uncomfortable and he has more pressing things to focus on. Story 13. A while ago, my former boss found out that his daughter had an OnlyFans account, and once it was out in the open, he didn't try to hide it. He even shared her Instagram link with people at work. Rumors began circulating that one of the guys we worked with had been in one of her videos, though it was never confirmed. Despite the gossip, my boss seemed to take it in stride. He wasn't thrilled, but once it was public, he appeared to accept it. It was almost as if he resigned himself to the fact that she was making money, so he focused on that rather than dwelling on his discomfort. He didn't act like it didn't bother him, but at least he wasn't ashamed, and maybe that made the situation a little easier for him to handle. Story 14. I had a suspicion when I took her phone that she didn't want it back, and while clearing it, I came across some of her ads. I asked her about it, and she denied it. A month or so later, I saw a People You May Know profile on Instagram. When I clicked on it, I realized it was our daughter. She had a very distinct Halloween skeleton prop that I bought her, and I noticed she was using it in her posts. At first, I felt concerned and disappointed, especially given her past with voyeur trauma, but I reminded myself that she's an adult and capable of making her own choices. I could see the inner conflict she was feeling, but she felt safer by keeping herself as anonymous as possible. She never liked the idea of older men checking her out in person and still doesn't, but she figured if she could make money online, it was different. There was a lot of mental conflict there. I talked to her about staying safe, not meeting strangers in person, and continuing therapy to work through her issues. I had always spoken to my daughters in age-appropriate terms about sexual freedom, making safe choices, and respecting workers in that field. So, I wasn't completely shocked, especially since there was a wave of people in our town starting OnlyFans. I wasn't overly concerned, as I figured it would fizzle out. The amount of work versus the money she said she was earning didn't seem worth it. Her dad, however, was disgusted and disappointed. I had a conversation with him about supporting our daughter, as she's still our child, no matter what. It lasted a few months, but she eventually stopped due to the relationship strain and the pressure of always being on. We felt relieved when it ended. Story 15. As a mother, it really broke my heart to find out that my daughter had chosen this path to make some extra money. I first discovered it when I received her W-2 form and decided to look up the name on it. When I confronted her, she told me it's something normal and common these days. But honestly, it's not how I was raised and I couldn't help feeling conflicted. Still, I wanted to approach it with care, so I told her that my main concern is her safety and ensuring she's treating herself with respect in all of this. I haven't tried to seek out her posts or content, I wouldn't even know where to begin, and frankly, I don't think I'd want to even if I could. I've tried to respect her boundaries and decisions, though it's hard for me to fully understand. What I do know is that she also worked full-time at a daycare, so this was just a side job to help her make ends meet. What worries me the most is how this might affect her in the long run, emotionally, professionally, or in terms of how she views herself. I just hope that the choices she's making now don't cause her any harm down the road, and that she's able to navigate this in a way that doesn't negatively impact her well-being. As a mother, all I want is for her to be happy, healthy, and confident in her decisions, no matter what they are. Story 16. I'm not a parent, but I am the daughter in this situation. One day, during a heated argument, my ex tried to expose me in front of my dad by bringing up my OnlyFans account. To be honest, I was absolutely mortified at the thought of my dad finding out about it and possibly looking down on me. I couldn't help but react strongly, starting to go off on my ex in defense. The whole situation felt so overwhelming and embarrassing, and I feared it would change how my dad saw me. But to my surprise, my dad just looked at me calmly and said, "You thought I was going to be mad? You're my daughter. Nothing you do could ever make me ashamed of you." His words were exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. I couldn't believe how accepting and understanding he was, especially considering how different the times were when he was younger. It was a huge relief, and I felt a weight lifted off my shoulders. It was as if he truly understood that, no matter what, he would support me, and that was everything I needed. Later on, I learned a few things about my dad's past that made me realize the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. While OnlyFans and that kind of work weren't even a thing in his time, it turned out he had done plenty of freaky things in his day, just like many others who found ways to make money in unconventional ways. It was a little surprising to learn, but in some weird way, it made me feel more connected to him. The world has changed a lot, but at the end of the day, people are just trying to make it work however they can, and it was clear my dad had done that in his own way too. Story 17. When I told my dad, he didn't really react much. I simply said, "I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I don't need permission, but I wanted to tell you myself before you hear it from anyone else. I'm doing it, and I'm doing it in a way that I'm comfortable with." I reassured him that my husband is completely fine with it, that we have clear boundaries, and I'm taking all necessary safety precautions. That was the whole conversation, and he was totally fine with it. He even mentioned that I'm really good at photography and art, which was nice to hear. I just said, "Cool. Good talk," and that was pretty much it. Story 18. I'm not a parent, but one of my friends had an OnlyFans account. Like many others, she initially did it to earn some quick and easy money. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned. Her coworkers and boss found out through rumors when some of her content got leaked onto free sites and local online message boards. The consequences were severe. Her job, social status, and friend group all crumbled. She found it nearly impossible to get another job for at least 2 years, as she desperately tried to get as much of her leaked content removed. The damage to her reputation was substantial, and it took a toll on her personal and professional life. Eventually, she decided to move to a neighboring country and start over with a new job, which helped her regain some stability. But, in the end, her experience with OnlyFans had a lasting impact, and it really did ruin her life in many ways. Story 19. My husband and I have been creating custom videos since 2008. We told our parents about it a long time ago, and my parents are totally fine with it. They're just amazed at what people are willing to pay for and want to see. My wife's dad wasn't thrilled at first, but he's come to accept it as long as we don't go into too much detail. These days, we aren't in many videos anymore, but we still produce several each month. When I told my grandpa, he was completely confused. I ended up showing him some pictures, and he responded with, "Jesus Christ, I thought you were the good one." I pointed to a picture on the wall of him holding a magazine when he was in the Navy and said, "Grandpa, that's right there." His reply was, "That's normal." I told him because he always asked about work, and I don't like lying to anyone. When my son, not my wife's biological son, found out, it was a difficult and awkward situation. He was 15 and made some hurtful comments about my wife, so we had a talk. Edit, just to clarify, I didn't physically punish my son. It was more of a loud conversation that wasn't handled well at the time. He's fine now, he's 26, and we occasionally talk about it, especially when I'm working on some of the more unusual content. Story 20. A few of my friends have OnlyFans accounts, and they've gotten a range of reactions from people. Some parents were understandably worried, while others were outright angry and horrified. A few were more indifferent and shrugged it off, saying things like, "Well, at least she's making money and not starving." I wouldn't say any of the parents were fully supportive, but one thing they all seemed relieved by was that their kids weren't traveling to potentially dangerous places to meet clients. One of my friends is a teacher, and after about 6 months on the job, a curious student found her OnlyFans account. Despite her face not being visible in any of the photos or videos, which were all lingerie and striptease content, she has a very distinct tattoo that gave her away instantly. Naturally, the school administration got involved, expressing concerns and strongly urging her to deactivate her account for the sake of both her own reputation and the school's, especially since they were receiving angry calls from parents. Unfortunately, by then, the damage to her career had already been done. Story 21. My sister has had an OnlyFans for about a year now. She's been really lucky and is incredibly successful, bringing in more than enough money to make it worthwhile for her. Our mom knew from the start. My sister called her as soon as she set it up, though I believe she downplayed the type of content she would be posting. I asked my mom to share her thoughts on it. "You know, I'm just not allowing myself to think too much about it or feel any type of way about it. I don't want to know what kind of content she's posting. I'm in denial. My sister has told me that there's nothing lewd on there, and I choose to believe her instead of looking into it. Do I really believe her? Probably not. It's never been a secret. She's posted about it on all her personal social media, and everyone in the family knows, as well as family friends. Honestly, it's just so bizarre and surreal. Sometimes, our mom will mention it when people ask what my sister does for a living. Personally, I prefer to just tell people that she's a successful influencer, which is true as well." Story 22. I was having a long overdue catch-up with my cousin the other day when he casually dropped something that completely took me by surprise. He told me that he had just discovered that his daughter had an OnlyFans account and was also working at a strip club. You could immediately tell how shaken up he was by the news, as it clearly weighed heavily on him. He seemed genuinely upset, and as he went on, it became clear that his emotions were all over the place. What really struck me, though, was his reaction to the situation. He told me that the revelation about his daughter's job in the adult entertainment industry had somehow altered his perspective on strip clubs altogether. In a way, it seemed like the discovery had tainted the experience for him. He mentioned that he could no longer look at the women working in those clubs the same way he did before. According to him, knowing that his own daughter was involved in the same industry made it impossible for him to enjoy the atmosphere at a strip club again. He said he would never be able to appreciate it the same way, and it almost felt like the magic of it had been taken away from him. Story 23. My sister-in-law, who's 19 and incredibly beautiful, got into the online content world. She lives way out in the country, with nothing but an internet connection to keep her connected to the outside world. Her boyfriend lives half the country away, so she's isolated, with very little of a normal, local life to rely on. A medical issue has prevented her from driving, and there's nothing worth driving to within a 30-plus mile radius. She's the youngest in the family and was always babied and spoiled, which has left her without much of a personal drive for success. Combine that with her health issues, and I doubt she'd have the energy or motivation for a regular 9-to-5 job anyway. When her parents found out about what she was doing in the spring, they completely lost it. For some reason, they ended up going through her phone and discovered she was doing more than just sexting her boyfriend. Eventually, they confiscated the laptop they bought her, thinking that would stop her, but it was already pretty graphic at that point. That did lock her out of her accounts for a while, and she lost her small, unambitious income. But after a little while, she got herself a Chromebook and a new phone, and was back at it, working the cam again. She had guys sending her all sorts of stuff. My biggest concern, though, was that she lacked any real discipline about her privacy. You can't just give out your address. A P.O. box is the minimum for protection. Story 24. I'm actually a kid in that situation, and I decided to be upfront with my parents about what I've been doing. I thought it was important, especially because it's such a big part of my life now, and I knew that nothing on the internet stays private forever. If it ever came up unexpectedly, I didn't want them to find out from someone else or be blindsided by it. So, I chose to tell them myself. They're not exactly thrilled about it. They don't approve, and it's been a bit of an awkward conversation. But, on the other hand, it's helped me cover some medical expenses that I really couldn't manage on my own. And when they don't offer any help, it's hard to argue with the fact that this is one of the few ways I've been able to make money to take care of myself. I'll admit, I'm not making the kind of money you see in those articles about OnlyFans, where some girls rake in a ton of cash. Most of us don't get that lucky, and I'm no exception. But at least I'm able to contribute and make enough to cover some basics without relying on others. And, importantly, I don't have any secrets hanging over my head. They know I'm being honest, and there's something to be said for that transparency, even if it's a little uncomfortable. Story 25. I really fear for my kids in a world where this whole no boundaries, so accepting attitude is becoming the norm. It feels like we live in a time when it's almost taboo to say, that's not right or I'm not okay with that. A society that values low effort and instant gratification doesn't seem to be building much in terms of true meaning or fulfillment. Look, I'm not saying parents should be controlling, but I do believe teaching hard work, respect, and right from wrong is essential to raising a successful and happy child. Do people really believe OnlyFans is having a positive impact on society? Sure, it helps women make quick money, but that's about all it does. And I don't think that's a good thing. It encourages people to do the bare minimum and expect a lot in return, instead of teaching them the value of hard work and striving for something meaningful. It also fuels the whole simp culture and takes advantage of vulnerable, desperate men by selling them a warped version of intimacy. Let's not even get started on the narcissism that often comes with the territory. Used to be that people who entered the adult industry were often coerced or tricked into it. Now, these industries market themselves as empowering and expressive to get young women to voluntarily join in. It's a way to keep their hands clean while fattening their wallets. Doesn't anyone find that strange? I could go on about this, but I know I'll just get blasted by people here who are addicted to porn or live a hedonistic lifestyle. I'm not saying I don't indulge sometimes, but it's like fast food. You may crave it once in a while, but deep down, you know it's not good for you. Story 26. My daughter was raised with the understanding that adult-themed work is just another form of work, like any other job. From a very young age, we instilled the importance of being happy, healthy, and safe in everything she does. So when she decided to start her OnlyFans account, we didn't view it as something shameful or controversial. Instead, we approached it with an open mind and allowed her to express her choices freely. She was upfront with us from the very beginning. When she set up her account, she came to us and explained her decision, and we were able to have an honest conversation about it. Over time, she reached some impressive milestones, like making it into the top 2% of creators, and she shared those achievements with us as well. We celebrated her successes together because, at the end of the day, it's about supporting her dreams and helping her navigate the challenges that come with them. We've always been supportive in every way we can. For example, when tax season comes around, we help her sort through the paperwork and make sure everything is filed correctly. We want to ensure she's taken care of legally and financially, just like we would with any other profession. Adult work, particularly on platforms like OnlyFans, can pay a lot more than most jobs out there, and we understand that. It allows her to have financial independence, and we recognize that this is a significant achievement. While some might judge, we've learned to prioritize her well-being over the opinions of others. If this work continues to make her happy and keeps her physically and mentally healthy, we'll continue supporting her. After all, our priority has always been her happiness and safety, no matter the job. Story 27. I think I would be okay with it, not thrilled, but okay, but there are a few things I'd want her to understand. First, there are a lot of strange and potentially dangerous people out there, and not everyone will have her best interests at heart. Basically, the world is full of weirdos. Secondly, once something is on the internet, it's there forever. Deleting her content won't erase it, so I'd want her to be absolutely sure before she starts. I'd also like her to explain why she feels this is the best option for her. It's important to me that she can articulate her reasoning. The US is much more conservative compared to other parts of the world and compared to how things were 30 or 40 years ago. Anyone looking at this thread would see how far we've come, and I often think about how different things were in the 70s and 80s. Lastly, she needs to have a solid plan for protecting her secret identity, like Superman-level security. What would she do if someone she didn't want to know finds out? Finally, I'd remind her that others who care about her may not feel the same way, and it could cost her some relationships. Just because she has a choice doesn't mean it comes without consequences. Some of the people commenting here seem a bit prudish and judgmental, but I want her to be prepared for the reality of her decision. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.